praise him again. Amen. Oh, y'all can praise him better. Praise him again. Come on, give him praise. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you. Amen. Praise God for the text that, amen, we use in the book of Exodus, chapter number 12. Amen. We are to understand, praise God, that in the idea of our mind, so often we don't get the full picture of sometimes what God does, amen, when he does what he does. And amen, praise God. And very often, praise God, when we think of Israel's deliverance from Egypt, praise God, we think of Israel's deliverance from Egypt. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, our mind does not always go to the totality of the action of God when he brought out a nation. Can you say amen? Out of 430 years of bondage, he delivers them. Can you say amen? And we are aware, praise God, that the instruction that God gave to Moses was to borrow from the Egyptians. Can you say amen? And we are aware, praise God, that they gave them, praise God, amen, material things as they left out of Egypt because they hurried them out. They, as it were, almost pushed them out after God, amen, praise God, had wrought that final miracle of the death of the firstborn. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And we, amen, know, praise God, from scripture, praise God, that it was 600,000 men, not counting the women and children, that exited Egypt. Can we say amen? But we are to be reminded, praise God, when we look in the word of God in the book of Exodus, chapter number 12, amen, that more than people left of Egypt. Amen, praise God. There was a great multitude, praise God, that left Egypt. And it wasn't just, amen, praise God, people. Because, praise God, we read in that 38th verse of the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus that there were flocks and herds. Can we say amen? Amen. The flocks is not making reference to birds, but rather sheep. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, people came out of Egypt, praise God, and amen, sheep, that is, flocks of sheep came out of Egypt along with the people. Amen. Not only, praise God, were there flocks of sheep, but there were herds. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, and other animals, praise God, that, amen, could be herded, praise God, were brought along with them. And amen, praise God, even very much cattle. And so then there were surely sheep and there were surely cattle along with, amen, praise God, those that exited Egypt. And when we see the provision of God for, amen, praise God, these people in the wilderness and in the desert, praise God, amen. You need to understand that God did not only provide for man, but there were flocks and there were herds that also needed provision. Can we say amen? But God's hand was not short. He was able to meet every need. But I want you also to be aware, praise God, that when reference is made to the mixed multitude, amen, he is not, that is, Moses is not referring, praise God, only to the herds and only to the sheep. Can you say amen? But rather, praise God, a people within the nation of Israel, praise God, that were identified as a mixed multitude. Amen. After 430 years, praise God, of bondage there, praise God, in, hallelujah, the land of Egypt, hallelujah, praise God, there had been, no doubt, many intermingling and intermarriages with the Egyptians. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so we can understand and appreciate that everybody that came out, amen, praise God, of Egypt was not Israelite. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Everybody that came out of Egypt, praise God, were not Hebrew. Can we say amen? But there were some who had intermarried and intermingled. Can you say amen? But they were mixed into, amen, praise God, the camp that was the people of God, identified as Israel. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, amen, as God brought Israel out, amen, a mixed multitude came out also among them. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, understand that for the mixed multitude, not all of them, amen, praise God, recognized the God of Israel. Not all of them, praise God, had allegiance to the God of Israel. Not all of them came, praise God, amen, for the same motive or the same purpose. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Among those, amen, praise God, that came out, hallelujah, were those that had, amen, different mindsets, different gods, different agendas. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. All of these were mixed among, hallelujah, praise our God, amen, the people of Israel. And amen, praise God, as the journey progressed, and as they were going through the wilderness, amen, praise God, in the book of Numbers, we are reminded, amen, how that the mixed multitude fell a-lusting. Hallelujah, praise God. You see, praise God, when things, amen, praise God, are not so easy and not so, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, easily accomplished, those that have a different heart and a different mind will show up. Can you say amen? When there is trial and struggle, and when there is difficulty, amen, praise God, if you don't have the same agenda, if you don't have the same mind, if you don't have the same understanding, you'll show up. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, three times in scripture, praise God, we are identified, amen, where the mixed multitude showed up. They showed up when they came out of Egypt. Can you say amen? They showed up again when, amen, Israel wanted something more than manna. Tell your neighbor, God give you always just what you need. Can you say amen? And we've got to learn that godliness with contentment is great gain. Can you say amen? And sometimes it looks like we don't have, amen, enough. But God's people always will have what they need. You ought to praise Him today. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But the mixed multitude, amen, they got out and they went a-lusting. Can you say amen? What are they lusting for? Amen. The meat and the food, hallelujah, that they had back in Egypt. The onions and the leeks and the spicy food. Can you say amen? And they became an influence among, hallelujah, Israel. Hallelujah. To cause them, amen, to weep. Can you say amen? Lord, have mercy. Amen. We can be influences for good, or we can be influences for negative. Can you say amen? But this mixed multitude, hallelujah, they were certainly an influence, but they were not an influence for good. Can we say amen? Lord, have mercy. Sometimes, praise God, the things that trouble you, amen, are not easily shaken off. But amen, tell your neighbor, amen, God always know what the right path is. You better praise Him again. Hallelujah, praise God. Israel, praise God, went into, amen, came out of, amen, 40. 40 years in the wilderness, can you say amen? And they still had among them a mixed multitude. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. Can you say amen? Israel, praise God, dwelt in the land of Canaan, hallelujah, and rejected God as their head. And they didn't want to be under a theocracy. Can you say amen? They wanted a king to reign over them. And amen. And Israel, hallelujah, praise God, amen, went through, hallelujah, praise God, a division, amen, kings, and then a division from the northern and the southern kingdom of Israel, praise God. And amen, the Assyrians took the northern kingdom in the captivity. And hallelujah, Nebuchadnezzar comes, amen, from Babylon to take Judah in the captivity. And Judah would be in captivity for 70 years by the decree of God. Can you say amen? And they still had among them a mixed multitude. Somebody ought to say, Lord, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After 70 years, hallelujah, Ezra and Nehemiah, amen, coming back to Jerusalem, hallelujah, to build again the city, amen, to set up the walls, hallelujah, to restore the house of God, and beginning with an altar, hallelujah, they would raise up again worship, hallelujah, amen, to their God who is our God. He was Jehovah then, he's Jesus Christ today, the same God, the God of all creation. Can you say amen? But amen, through the wilderness, through, amen, the time of the kings, through the division of the kingdoms, through the Babylonian captivity, all the way after 70 years, they still had among them the mixed multitude. But in the book of Nehemiah, hallelujah, praise our God, tell your neighbor the word will straighten you out. If you hold on to the word of God, the word will set you right. The word, hallelujah, will straighten out what may be wrong. Can you say amen? And as they read in the word of the Lord, they found out that there were some, hallelujah, that God had denied, hallelujah, to be among, amen, those that were of the congregation of the Lord. Y'all been praising him. So they made a decision. We got to get rid of this mixed multitude. Can you say amen? So they separated them, hallelujah, from Israel. Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor it took a long time. Hallelujah. It took a long time. Amen. Somebody said shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. It might take a minute, but keep on shaking. Can you say amen? With a mixed multitude. You see, mixture is different. Amen. Let me just use salt and pepper. You can mix salt and pepper together. And you got a mixture of salt and pepper. But the salt is still salt. And the pepper is still pepper. And even though they mix together, there ain't been no change. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, even though they mix together, there ain't been no change. Can you say amen? And you can go in there in the salt and the pepper, and you can separate all the salt out, and it'll just be
salt, and you can separate all of the pepper out, but it'll still be pepper. Can you say amen? But amen, let me take the element. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, just two molecules, y'all know it, of hydrogen, and one molecule, amen, of oxygen, and you put them together, and you ain't got no mixture, but something happens. Can you say amen? There's a change. Can you say amen? It ain't hydrogen and oxygen no more, though those are the components, but it ain't that no longer. Now it's water. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor it's water now. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them the church ain't got no mixed multitude. Y'all been praying. Tell your neighbor the church does not have any mixed multitude. You can't come and be born again and be who you used to be. Can you say amen? When God get in to our life, a change occurs. Y'all been praying. Walk up in your spirit and fill you with the Holy Ghost. A change occurred. Lord have mercy. Amen. We might be diverse, but we are one body. Y'all better pray. Tell your neighbor we may be diverse, but we are one body. Ain't no mixed multitude in here. Everybody in the body of Christ had a common salvation. Can you say amen? It was the blood that washed you. It was the blood that washed me. And if it had not been for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would not be cleansed. Can you say amen? I heard, amen, the writer say, he that loveth him that begot also loved him that are begotten. Can you say amen? You can't love him, amen, without loving your brother or your sister. You better praise him. One body. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God that is above all and through you all. Anybody know who he is? His name is Jesus. Yes, yes. His name is Jesus. And he alone deserves our praise. Somebody ought to praise the God. Way. Can you say amen? Why are you reminding me, preacher, that the church is not a mixed multitude? Because we begin to act like sometime that we are a mixed multitude. But I'm just here to remind you, you ain't no mixed multitude. If you are blood washed, then you are the redeemed of the Lord. Remember, the mixed multitude exerted, amen, a negative influence. Can you say amen? So quit acting like what you are not. Can you say amen? Because only the mixed multitude exerted a negative influence. But the redeemed of the Lord got a different mind. Can you say amen? What kind of mind do the redeemed have? To live is Christ, to die is gain. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, we got a different mind. Our mind is mixed multitude. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. That persuasion, it doesn't come from God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. God wants us all to speak the same thing. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. To recognize Him and Him alone. He's the one we worship. He's the one we praise. He's the one we magnify. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? And when you begin to feel like, hallelujah, you can exert a negative influence. You've forgotten who you are. Can you say amen? Just like, hello somebody, there are no terrors in the church. Can you say amen? There's no mixture, a multitude in the church. The tares are what the devil sows. Can you say amen? But God ain't got no tares in His church. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Your sister might be mean, but she ain't no devil. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Your brother might be cruel, but he ain't no devil. Can you say amen? He may not have made the mark, but he ain't no devil. Can you say amen? The redeemed are the redeemed. Can you say amen? So praise God, the enemy would try to get us to be like what we're not. Can you say amen? That's what the enemy does. He's a deceiver, and he wants you to act like him. Can you say amen? But lift your hand to God and tell God, Lord, help me not to be like the enemy. That ain't who you told me to be like. You told me to be like you. You told me to be like you, Lord. Be what you called me to be. The mixed multitude, amen, praise God, was finally eliminated. Can you say amen? Thank God, praise God, that you were in that camp and I was in that camp. Can you say amen? We were messed up, mixed up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Sometime, amen, praise God, we thought we had it all together. Didn't recognize that we was halfway. Can you say amen? Amen, tell your neighbor, halfway. It's a lot of halfway for me. Can you say amen? Halfway. Amen, praise God. Serving God on Sunday. Halfway. Can you say amen? Amen, walking with God. Halfway. Can you say amen? But God didn't come to make a halfway. Amen. We want you to be whole. Can you say amen? And you cannot be whole outside of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. When the Bible declares that He's able to save to the uttermost, that means He go beyond halfway. Can you say amen? That means He don't stop at halfway. God don't need no half-baked cake. Can you say amen? He'll let you stay in the fire until you get right. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor God will leave you there until you get right. Amen. Ain't no need to try to blame it on God. But just stay there. Keep on tarrying. Stay there. Keep on calling on the name of the Lord. Stay there. Keep on waiting. That he that shall come, he will come, and he will not tarry. You ought to thank him today. The mixed multitude was finally eliminated. Can you say amen? Amen. They were separated from Israel. Can you say amen? The separation was by edict. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It doesn't mean that every individual did what they were supposed to do, but the separation was there. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, the enemy wants us to raise up separation, but there is no separation. Can you say amen? Amen. It's by one blood. Can you say amen? Amen. That we are redeemed. And as God made one family of the earth, humanity, by one blood, it is by one blood, praise God, that the church of the living God is redeemed. Nobody died for you but
Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Can you make anybody die for you but Jesus?
The only blood that covered you was the blood of Christ. The only way that was made for you to have life was through the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. If you love him, then you got to love them. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Why? Because we are a part of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter if God may be a little different from you. You're supposed to love the difference. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if God loves it, how come you don't love it? Can you say amen? Amen. What the songwriter said, I love God. What's wrong with you? Can you say amen? And so if God loves it, then you ought to love it. And if you don't love it, what's wrong with you? Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. I don't believe that any of us would want to be separated from our God. Can you say amen? All of us, the redeemed of the Lord, we want to be with God. Can you say amen? Not for a little while, but for all of eternity. I desire, amen, to be with him for all of eternity. Can you say amen? And because we have that innate desire and have come to receive salvation, can you say amen? And know that, praise God, that the one that brought us out of our trouble is the one that can keep us through our every tomorrow. He'll never be short, but he'll always be there to be our light, our guide, our help, and our deliverance. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. It make no difference if your brother or sister put their hand up in your face. You need to know. Can you say amen? That there ain't no mixture. Can you say amen? In God's amen body. If they don't love you, keep on loving them. Can you say amen? If they won't embrace you, keep on embracing them. Can you say amen? If they turn their back on you, keep your arms open unto them. Why? Because, amen, there is no division in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen? I'm closing. But I heard Jesus say, hallelujah, when the Jews accused him of, amen, casting out the devil by the devil. Amen. God said, if Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub, his house is divided. Can you say amen? And a house divided cannot stand. Can you say amen? You better praise him today. Divine, it cannot stand. But I heard Jesus also say, when Peter got the revelation of who he was, can you say amen? And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, upon this rock, somebody ought to know, amen, that God did this. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God did this. Put your hand on you and tell your neighbor, God did this. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It wasn't me. It wasn't my bishop. It wasn't nobody else. But when I came to God, he turned it around. Say amen. It wasn't you. It wasn't me. But it was God. We were not born of a will of the flesh, but we were born by the power of a living God. God changed you. God made you new. And if any man be in Christ, if you're in here, you're new. Ain't no ifs and buts about it. If you're in here, you're new.
Yes.
As God said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Tell your neighbor, the church can't be divided. It cannot. Can you say amen? You can do whatever you want to do. You can say whatever you want to say. You can act however you want to act. But the church of God cannot be divided. Were able to be divided, they could not stand.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so, praise God, pull up your wedge. Okay. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Tear down your wall.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Trying to act like you can do what's impossible. Because only God can do the impossible.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. The church of God is not and cannot and never will be divided. We are the redeemed of the Lord.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We are now, I mean right now,
yes, right
more
now.
Than conquerors
yes.
to him
amen.
That had loved us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Well, you don't look like no conqueror.
Amen.
Let me remind you,
yes,
it ain't what it looks
yes,
like.
Yes,
can you say
yes,
amen?
Yes.
You don't look like no
conqueror.
Let me remind you,
amen.
It ain't what it looks like. Can you say
amen?
I don't care what you say. I know what God said. Can you say
amen?
And God said, if I be for him, I'm more than the world. You better celebrate him. You better give him the glory. Tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm not divine. Thank you, Lord. I am one of the redeemed of the Lord. Wait on me,
yes.
Lord God,
yes.
When I'm dragging a little
yes.
behind.
Yes.
But oh God, I know
yes.
that you are yet God,
yes.
and you are yet
yes.
my creator
yes.
and my deliverer.
Yes.
But I do know
yes.
that even when I'm low,
yes.
I'm still going to praise you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you lift me up,
yes.
I'm not going to forget
yes.
where you brought me
oh,
from.
Yes.
Remember that if it had not been for you on my side, I would have been overthrown.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your mixed multitude.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
The people
Jesus.
Of God.
Thank you, Lord.
God already been through that.
Mm-hmm.
He did it with Israel.
Scripture.
And he saw
you know,
what
no
mixed multitude
did. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And it took a while, but God got rid of them. He separated them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank God that nobody in the church of the living God, God got to get rid of.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Ain't got to get rid of you.
Thank you, Lord.
That ain't to say that you won't die. But he ain't getting rid of you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That is not to say that he won't bring you to his bosom.
Yes.
But you're going to be his.
Yes.
I'm leaving you. Amen. Praise God. They used to have y'all disobey some of y'all because y'all don't know about that. But amen. They used to be on TV, the Western. And it was about a bounty hunter. And the title of the show was Wanted. Dead or alive? Can you say wanted dead or alive? In other words, praise God, the bounty hunter, amen, when he came for you, it was Stephen Queen, by the way, amen, praise God, but when he came for you, he was taking you in one way or another. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Wanted dead or alive? In other words, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, that bill, amen, that the law wanted you, amen, praise God, didn't make no difference to them how they got you.
Yes.
They just wanted you.
Yes.
Can you say
yes.
amen?
Amen.
Y'all hear
me? Yes, I hear you.
Listen, if you lively saint, you want it.
Amen.
Yes.
If you're a dead saint,
still
wants you.
Amen.
He still wants you. Lord, you mean God? Want me even? Amen. Praise God. In my slothfulness, he still wants you.
Amen.
He don't want you to be slothful. But he still wants
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He don't want you to be in error.
but he still wants you. And even if, amen, judgment brings you to death, he ain't gonna walk away from you. He still wants you.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen. Why God wants you like that? Because you are part of his body. Is there any part of your body that you don't want? Raise your hand. Who don't want some part of it? Nah, you wouldn't. Can you say amen? You might not want it to look like it.
Hello?
Yeah, you might want to fix it a little bit. Tweak it a little bit, but you still want it. You know what I'm saying? You say things that might not be the right color. Can you say amen? Hello, son. The right size, like blah, blah, blah. Can you say? But God know what he did. But amen. You saying all of that, but you still want it.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Feet ugly, but yeah, I still love them. I want them. Can you say amen? Toes don't look so good, but yeah, I still want them. I love them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. All the way down the line. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so God's love, amen, goes beyond, amen, superficial.
Yes, Lord.
And so God wants us to love beyond superficial.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And amen, praise God. When we are not able to recognize and to see God's people and God's creation, amen, praise God, then we are missing something. Mm-hmm. You need to polish up your little glasses, mm-hmm, and amen, praise God, and
help
wipe the dirt off your lenses.
Help
because, amen, this is what God did.
Amen.
Can you say amen? I'm redeemed because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm standing because of God. Every member of the body of Christ so stands. So we, amen, praise God, will love one another. Can you say
yes,
amen?
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We will.
Amen. Praise God.
Because it is the commandment.
It is. That's what I tell the kids.
Amen. Praise God. To love, amen, one another.
Amen.
So tear down the wall.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Pull out the wedge. Amen, praise God. Take away the sign that points, amen, praise God, the individuals A to B over on this side, and the CD on that side, and the XYZ over there. Can you say amen? And though we are one body in Christ, and among the people of God and the church, there is no mixed multitude. God bless you.
Come on, give him praise.